Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 5th of December, 2019. It's the 339th day of the year. 26 days remain till the end of the year. 16 days until winter begins. 89 days until primaries and 334 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:11 this morning. The sun sets at 4:51. We have 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. The solar noon will be at 12:01. The first high tide will be at 6:58 this morning. The next high tide at 6:37 this evening. And the only low tide of the day will be at 1:10 this afternoon. The moon is currently 61.7% visible, a waxing gibbous moon. Today is AFL-CIO Day, Bathtub Barney Day, Day of the Ninja, International Volunteer Day, Krampusnacht, Blue Jeans Day, Communicate with Your Kids Day, Commute with Your Baby Day, National Soccer Tort Day, Repeal Day, and World Soil Day. Today is also Children's Day in Suriname, Day of Military Honor, Battle of Moscow in Russia, Discovery Day in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and the International Volunteer Day for Economic and Social Development, as well as Klozum in the Netherlands and St. Nicholas Eve in Belgium, Czech Republic, Slovakia, the Netherlands, Hungary, Romania, Germany, Poland, and the UK. On this day in history, in 1932, German physicist Albert Einstein is granted a visa, making it possible for him to travel to the United States. 1935, Mary McLeod Bethune founds the National Council of Negro Women in New York City. And in 2004, the Civil Partnership Act comes into effect in the United Kingdom, and the first civil partnership is registered there. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Martin Van Buren, Fritz Lang, Walt Disney, Milton Erickson, Strom Thurmond, Otto Preminger, Lin Bao, Vladislav Spielmann, Sonny Boy Williamson, Little Richard, Joan Didion, Calvin Trillin, James Lee Burke, J.J. Cale, Jose Carreras, Jim Messina, Dr. Dre, Margaret Cho, and Ibrahim Maalouf. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. Email is kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeteria. The chili citrus chicken drumstick with rice and beans, the cheesy ravioli, the chicken sausage and cheddar eggel sandwich, and the broccoli. In some of the elementary schools, middle and high schoolers may also have the chicken or veggie burrito, the cheese tamale and refried beans, the plantains, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. More BBC news later this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. More storms are on the way here in the Bay Area. We can expect showers and thunderstorms throughout the weekend. This will mean snow in the Sierras. If you want to travel up to the mountains to places like Heavenly, North Star, or Kirkwood and go skiing, the advice from the WeatherWise is the sooner you get on the road, the less likely you won't get stuck in the snow on the way. Tomorrow, the next wave of snow will fall on elevations of 6,000 feet or more, then down to 4,000 feet Saturday into Sunday. Here in the Bay Area, we can expect a quarter to a half an inch of rain and as much as 80% chance of rain throughout the weekend. Also, a flash flood warning has been issued for this weekend in the area where the Kincade Fire burned in northern Sonoma County. Don't drive your car through flooded roadways. And a hazardous weather alert has been issued for the north coast up to the Oregon border. That means lie low, sit by the fire, make some warm cocoa, and let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. A former Oakland Coliseum top executive has been charged with violating state conflict of interest laws by allegedly seeking a $50,000 fee in a naming rights deal. The East Bay Times reports Tuesday that Alameda County prosecutors filed felony and misdemeanor charges against Scott McKibben. A short story, history of this story. Scott McKibben was the executive director of the Oakland Coliseum Authority last year. Prosecutors say during that time, he asked Ring Central executives to pay the fee if the Stadium Authority Board approved a $3 million naming rights deal. However, the board didn't know about McKibben's request when it approved the contract in May. Ring Central was later told of the potential conflict of interest and didn't pay the fee. Scott McKibben resigned in August. He told the press that he and his attorney have not been notified of the charges. Much love to Associated Press and SF Gate for these stories. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 5th of December, 2019. It is the 339th day of the year. 26 days and remain till the end of the year, 16 days until winter begins, 89 days until primaries, and 334 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:11 this morning. The sun sets at 4:51 this afternoon. We have 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight to play in, even if it's raining. The only low tide of the day will be at 1:10. The moon is at 63.3% visibility, a waxing gibbous moon. The final high tide at the Golden Gate rolls in at 6:37 tonight. Today is AFL-CIO Day, Bathtub Party Day, Day of the Ninja, National Soccer Tort Day, National Blue Jeans Day, Communicate with Your Kids Day, Commute with Your Baby Day, Repeal Day. It's also Children's Day in Suriname, Day of Military Honor, Battle of Moscow in Russia, Discovery Day in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, International Volunteer Day for Economic and Social Development, and St. Nicholas Day in Belgium, Czech Republic, Slovakia, the Netherlands, Hungary, Romania, Germany, Poland, and the UK, as well as Krampusnacht in Austria. It's King Rama IX's memorial birthday in Thailand and World Soil Day. On this day in history, in 1848, President James K. Polk tells Congress large amounts of gold have been discovered in California. 1933, national prohibition comes to an end as Utah becomes the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, repealing the 18th Amendment. And in 1955, Edgar Daniel Nixon and Rosa Parks lead the Montgomery bus boycott. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Martin Van Buren, Milton Erickson, Otto Preminger, Vladislav Spielmann, Sonny Boy Williamson II, Little Richard, Joan Didion, Calvin Trillin, James Lee Burke, J.J. Cale, Jose Carreras, Jim Messina, Jim Pluckett, Dr. Dre, Margaret Cho, Lisa Marie, and Ibrahim Maalouf. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@KLW.org.